The National Writer Series in Traverse City has made the city a real destination for book lovers. The idea behind the series is to bring some of the country's most celebrated authors, journalists, and storytellers to Traverse City so the authors can get to know the people who buy their books and the readers get the chance to meet the authors who write the books they love to read. Doug Stanton is a best-selling author, and he's the founder of the National Writers Series. Doug, you've just launched the winter-spring season of the series. It's your fourth go-round. But I want you to start by taking us back to 2009 when you were on tour for Horse Soldiers, your second book, and you realized the book tour model just wasn't working as well as it did with your first book.
So I just began on this book tour to ask all the book escorts, and they're the nice people who pick you up at the airport and take you to the next event.
Yes.
And it's like Hunter Thompson used to say at Rolling Stone, where I used to work, you always ask the limo driver if you really want to know what's going on. And so I would ask these people, what's working with bookstores and book events these days? And they said, cookbooks and cookbook authors. And I said, well, I love to cook, but I haven't written one of those. What am I going to do? And they said, well, they do something on stage with the audience. They give the audience something. And, you know, having been in probably 500 bookstores across the United States, all the best ones and the biggest chains, I came back to Traverse City and said, let's take all the great things that worked in these different stores and make an event here in Traverse City. In fact, it worked. And we're talking to you 3 years later.
You say, Doug Stanton, that the sessions with the authors are really more of, I love the term, a mind meld that you used. How do the authors and the audiences respond to this sense of conversation and mind meld?
They love it. We just hosted Lee Child, who's mm-hmm. just debuted at number one on the New York Times list with his most recent novel, A Wanted Man. And Lee, it only did, I think, is doing five events for this entire national book tour. And he said, I told my publicist, we only want to come to interesting places. And she assures me that this is one. And we had a terrific time. And she sat on stage for over 2 hours and answered any question. Hmm. One audience member stood up and asked about the ending of a novel called 61 Hours. And he said, I didn't find that very satisfying. He goes, what happened? I couldn't figure it out. And Lee said, you know, in fact, it may have been a mistake. I mean, it was quite frank. It was quite interesting. He's talking. He's not putting any spin on it. My job, having done lots of interviews under very strange circumstances around the world as a reporter for different news organizations and magazines, is to disappear on stage and allow our guest to come to life and to create some transformative moments, which are more like theater than they are, say, the lecture room in a college class. We're really there to create a moment where you can, like a dinner party around 8 o'clock, when the conversation gets a little provocative and surprising. You know those moments. They
yes.
usually happen in the summer.
After a glass or two of wine.
Exactly. And they don't last long enough here in Michigan. So we try to create those summer night moments all year round on this stage. And I remember walking off with Sebastian Younger, who was here talking about his book War and his documentary, Restrepo. Mm-hmm. And he said, this was probably one of the best things I've ever done on stage.
And I think for readers, the audience members who come, we read your books, and you do find yourself wondering, who are you? What do you like? And how do you do this? And what kind of mind is behind this? Traverse City, it's wonderful, truly, to see it become such an important place in the literary world. Tell me what you think it is about Traverse City and the people of the area that has made it such a great setting to talk books.
Well, that's a great question, you know, and if you just were to look through the drinking straw of the present day, you would say, oh, this is just starting here in Traverse City. But in fact, this area has always been a place of last resort and also truly a resort area. And I think during the last economic engine, a lot of folks retired up here in midlife, and there is a great unmet demand for this kind of activity that they might have enjoyed in Chicago and Detroit and St. Louis and elsewhere, Minneapolis. Mm. And all we did was kind of meet that unmet demand, which was commensurate with my own urge in the 90s and late 2000s to talk less about politics as entertainment and go back to the idea that art can be entertainment, that there are meaningful things to really say about walking into a room and seeing Picasso's Guernica, which is a mystifying, terrifying, confusing painting about which you have no idea which website to visit to order to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of discourse we've gotten away from. And I remember also at the end of that Horse Soldiers book tour thinking, I do remember being in graduate school and two guys fighting over an author and whether or not he was really any good. And I said, where did that passion go?
Well, it certainly belies the overall impression painted in broad strokes that Americans are basically sitting home watching the Kardashians or the Real Housewives, that yes, indeed, there is a hunger for higher things.
The point is that people are reading. We do need to work on literacy. I think story is so important right now, the idea of a sense of story. And the larger question we ask on stage, but it's implicit, is what is the story we're all telling right now about what it means and feels to be alive right now in America in 2012? Because I think that Janet Ivanovich, who was a guest, is telling that story. I think Peter Matheson, who is here, is telling that. Richard Ford, Anna Quinlan was here. And so for me, it's a matter of a parade of voices and narratives through Traverse City onto that stage, and they keep on moving because it's by a sense of refusing the idea of pixelation of American culture. That is, we're all bifurcated and moved into different niches and et cetera. We want to come together over the sense that there is an order in the universe, however fictional it might be, and lean in around the campfire of that and be a community again that's kind of in the flickering fires of whatever art is before us.
I want to talk a little about the wonderful Front Street Writers Program. As in essence, you're reaching out to try to grow tomorrow's writers. Tell us how that works and what your hopes are for it.
I think that clarity of thought, clarity of the sentence, creativity, the ability to think linguistically through language is probably the most employable skill you can teach a young person today. The reality is, when you go to Wall Street, they're hiring kids who are liberal arts majors with great writing skills. But on the other hand, in our race to teach the quantifiable subjects such as math and science, we have really, I think just by default, not with any maliciousness, forgotten the creative arts and the sense of creative writing. In our very good own public school system here in Traverse City, Michigan, we have one creative writing course.
Wow.
This is in an era when most students now are typing constantly on cell phones or laptops. And as I said earlier, they are writing, but they're writing in a very pixelated fashion.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a sense of narrative. But if you think about it, these young kids from an early age are already publishing their lives online. It's very different than when I grew up, certainly. And so what I thought is this can be a life-changing moment if we actually place them in a very demanding college-level creative writing program, bring in our major authors who are on the main stage with us at the National Writers Series, hire a very hardworking creative writing residence teacher, and have at it. And that's exactly what we've done. And Lee Child was in recently as our first inaugural guest, and he spoke for over an hour with these students. You never know what's going to happen. He said, by the way, I don't believe in revision, which the teacher had just finished giving a full day's lecture on the power and importance of revision. But when I was a student at Interlochen Arts Academy as a creative writing student when I was 14, I remember Philip Levine coming into my class, and I was in ninth grade, with this major American poet. I thought I'd gone to Mars and back. And I understood almost nothing what Mr. Levine was saying. Everything he said seemed like it was coming from Mars. And so I imagine those kids with Mr. Child felt the same way. They need to be confused. They need to see that writing is out in the world. It's a real thing. You take it out of the classroom, and this is how this guy does it. And their clarity will come. Their whole process, their whole purpose of education is to remove that confusion and find clarity.
Do you see something where you could perhaps be a resource to other districts, other teachers?
We could. And not only that, but when I gave them the keynote speech at the Michigan Notable Book Awards in Lansing two cycles ago, I said to the authors in the audience, you could do this in your own home community. If you have wherever you have artistic or cultural capital that you've acquired through your artist friends, if you marry it with either a public school system or a business community, the two of you together can create something that's larger than either one of you together, quite inexpensively, and that's what we did with our public school system.
Hmm.
We've had interest. I think there is interest not only in Michigan but across the country not only for what the National Writers Series does for authors, but also what the Front Street Writers will do in the public school system, because this is not a club and it's not a magnet school and it's not actually a charter school either. We've created a new kind of curriculum within the public school system, and it's for free. And that was really important to us, and especially to me growing up in Traverse City, that it be free for public school kids, because let's face it, it's just not fair that only the folks who can afford it can get the kind of thing I had with Philip Levine at 14.
Yeah.
I worked really hard frying fish in an Arthur Treacher's restaurant in Traverse City to make that happen, and my parents scrimped too. And so I'm very aware of the fact that the storytellers of tomorrow are going to come from all classes of this society.
NationalWritersSeries.org is the website for those of you who want to find out more about the upcoming cycle and also the Front Street Writers Program and so much more. It's a terrific website. Just tell me in a few seconds here that we have left. Who are you excited about coming in for the fourth cycle?
Maggie Stiefvater from Scholastic has published a new book, The Raven Boys. She's a bestseller. She's very quirky, very lyrical. If you love Suzanne Collins, you should come and then bring your kids with you. Benjamin Bush has a new memoir out by Echo that got a lot of great reviews from Mary Carr and Carl Milantes and Philip Caputo. He was an actor on The Wire.
Yes.
His father was the novelist Frederick Bush, and he wrote for Harper's Magazine, and now and he served two tours in Iraq, and he's written a very... If you like Pilgrim at Tinker Creek by Annie Dillard or books of that nature, which were meditative and lyrical, but yet have very much the physical world in them, you'll like this event with Benjamin on November 8th. And Michael Connelly's coming in November. And lastly, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who just recently had the cover story on Newsweek,
yes,
wrote the searing book Infidel, will be here in October, and that's going to be a very interesting event. We have a friend of ours, a former diplomat, going to be on stage with her.
Exciting stuff, National Writers Series in Traverse City, and Doug Stanton, I've really enjoyed talking with you.
Well, thank you. Come on up to Traverse City.
And if you can't make it up to Traverse City this weekend, there's Museum Day Live. You can go to SmithsonianMag.com and print out free tickets to museums all around Michigan. Or to get you in the Halloween mood, the Great Lakes Bat Festival. Yeah, you heard me right. It's this weekend in Southfield. And something very close to my heart, the 5th annual Friends of the Poor Walk. It benefits the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, and that's where you're going to find me Saturday morning, bright and early, at Milliken State Park, just east of the Rensen on Detroit's riverfront. Details are on our stateside Facebook page. Stateside's executive producer is Zoe Clark.